You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
We now have our catch-up with Zoe Kunaitis from Radio Adelaide. None of us have actually seen Zoe in person before. We usually just do the interview over the phone, but this time Mary Margaret rang her over Skype and they got to have a proper moment of whakawhanaungatanga. They spoke about how Australians are managing to keep up with differing states of lockdown across the country and if citizens can expect more consistency in announcements and emergency planning from Scott Morrison anytime soon.
It seems that there's like a differing state of lockdown all over Australia. What's the situation over there? Are you actually in lockdown?
So there's been different states have taken different ways of going into lockdown. Essentially, Tuesday night, Scott Morrison did quite a big press conference with really unclear lockdown instructions, but states like Victoria and New South Wales have gone a bit harder. They've locked down all non-essentials. They've also shut schools in Victoria. They're the only state to have done so far. I feel like we're quite close to hearing more instructions and going into further lockdown. But Tuesday night's press conference was very confusing. So you can't have a funeral with more than five people or a wedding with more than five people, but all shops are going to be open. You can go to the hairdressers, but only for 30 minutes. Schools are still open, for example, in most places. Shops will be closed, but they'll be open. Cafes can only do takeaway. Food courts are closed, but big shopping malls are still open. It's really confusing. Scott Morrison's leadership at this time is so interesting. He's kind of not being very compassionate or very clear, which I think is creating a lot of panic within lots of people, a lot of confusion, and probably is diluting the seriousness of this, I think. It's not clear enough. I think most Australians are staying home. Lots of people are working from home at the moment. But it's not an official lockdown, which I think creates a sense of complacency with perhaps some of the population not knowing whether they should be staying home or not. Well, he has made it very clear to stay at home and there's a travel ban, but it still feels like an official lockdown would at least create some severity to...
Yeah. Do you feel worried about when you guys, I think it's fair to say, inevitably do go into full lockdown, that there will be like a lot of non-compliance?
I'm not sure. So I don't think so. We've had a lot of people have been losing their jobs, right?
Mm.
And Australia has just, the government, have just announced a doubling of the welfare payments. Which have been the same since 1994, right? Welfare payments are older than me in Australia. And I think that creates a bit of security for people who have lost their jobs and don't have to go out and try and find work. So it does create security for people in that sense. I mean, we saw just before these somewhat lockdowns in place, we saw Bindi Irwin getting married at Australia Zoo. I think she had a bit of a smaller ceremony because one of the rules was that weddings can only have five people, but that was going into effect midnight the night she got married. So I think she had a smaller ceremony at Australia Zoo. She wanted to get in before the rules kicked in.
We had the same issue here where inadvertently an impact of setting a time for the lockdown like means that people just rush in before that, and it's like the virus doesn't care that like when the lockdown officially starts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and to see public figures sort of doing it as well is a bit of a shame. And we had in Queensland, in Noosa, there was a 50th birthday party at a restaurant. I believe this was after the lockdown. Anyway, there's now something like 24 confirmed cases of coronavirus from this 50th birthday party in Noosa because they weren't listening. I'm hoping stories like this create, make people stay home because the proof is in the pudding. It's not funny, it's awful, but, you know, these people shouldn't have been where they were. So it's, it really sucks for them, but this is probably a bit unempathetic, but at least it shows for the rest of the country what happens if you don't play by the rules.
Yeah. No, I think that it's a time where, like, we literally do have to lead by example and you do have to learn from the mistakes. So what's public response to ScoMo's leadership at the moment?
I guess it depends on who you ask, but a lot of people are very confused by everything he's saying. He is being quite aggressive with his announcements, and, I mean, if we're honest, we're all kind of looking across the pond at you, your country, and Jacinta Ardern, and just her compassion and her empathy and her leadership in this time is really, it seems quite comforting. We were talking through Messenger, and you were saying that you had a nervous excitement and that you were glad that the government was at least taking these strong actions and it made you feel comfortable. And then that resonated with me because I don't feel that at all.
Right.
I don't have that comfortability or that security from the government right now. And I think because they're not being sort of harsh enough, it feels like it's left up to the individual to make sure we stay home, which is what we're doing. But I don't feel a lot of comfort from our leadership, and I think that's quite across the board.
Yeah,
it's pretty frightening at this time. By the weekend, or at least by next Monday, things will be quite different. They're doing a Australian-wide announcement today.
Well, we'll have to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually a good point. The fact that the government haven't been strict enough or clear enough about lockdown or restrictions or requirements does leave a lot of businesses and a lot of people in the dark, especially employees and workers. A lot of people don't know what the next 3 months are going to look like, or, you know, next however long is going to look like for them. That's a real consequence of the government.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.